Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So as I mentioned there, in the last couple of minutes, the Irish Paralympian Jason Smith has announced his retirement from competitive running, ending a career that has spanned two decades and has been full of gold medals and broken records. Well, I'm joined on the line by David Gillick, Olympian and former European 400 metre champion. Good morning, David.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. I understand you know Jason very well, calling time in his career, but it has been an incredible two decades for him.
Oh, yeah. Like, when you consider over two decades, I think roughly 19 years unbeaten, which is phenomenal, you know, and then you factor in all the medals he has won, you know, including like 9 World Championship gold medals. He's got his 6 Paralympic gold medals. You know, I think in sport, you know, the difficulty sometimes is repeating that. And when you consider the career that Jason has had, and over that duration to keep coming back, keep improving, getting faster and winning medals, that's the hardest thing you can do in any sport, is to be top of the podium time and time again. And I think, you know, when you look at his background and his durability over the course of his career, it's something to be really, really admired. And mm-hmm. I got to know him quite personally. I lived with him actually over in Florida, and we trained together back in 2010, 2011. And, you know, living with him, I really kind of got to know him. I got to know kind of like how he went about his business, his professionalism, but also get an insight into, you know, Stargardt's disease, which affects his eyesight, and, you know, what that actually kind of meant and what it looked like on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, the support that he needed, but also his own kind of perseverance and his own desire to be the best that he could be. And even, it has to be recognised as well, he did compete in Open European Championships back in 2010. So he was the first Paralympian to compete in able-bodied championships as well. And a lot of people might forget that, you know, and consider the level of athlete he was. Like, he ran 10:22 for 100 metres. Like, that's not too far off the Irish record as it stands now at 10:17. You know, he was very, very, very talented.
Yeah, and it always struck me watching him in interviews after his events, just how steely and determined and focused he was. You know, even if it didn't go quite the way he might have wanted it to go, just always looking to the next thing, you know, moving on to moving forward. That mm-hmm. momentum was always there with him. Is that what he's like?
Yeah, like he's hungry. He's a hungry athlete, and he's always looking for the little fine margins. And, you know, I think credit to him, you know, when you have a career that spanned like two decades, as you mentioned, you know, to have that innate desire to keep coming back, keep finding a way to improve, keep coming back so you can represent yourself, your country, but also, you know, retain your medals. And, you know, that's the one thing that I would have learned from him as a training partner. You know, he was just dedicated to the cause and he wanted to continue. And, like, I'll be honest, I was a bit surprised, you know, when I heard that he was going to step away, you know, with Paris on the horizon. But, you know, you can't fault someone who's been so committed to his sport over the last number of years. And also, you know, factor in his wife, Elise, and his 2 daughters, Evie and Lottie. Like, there's a lot to go on, you know, in a family household, and then trying to train full time as well. And obviously the travel and everything that comes with that. But, you know, Jason was, he was the type of guy, you know, from going training from Derry over to Florida. He was in the UK for a little bit. He was always looking for that edge to keep himself competitive and relevant in the sport. And I think he's done that very, very well.
Yeah, the Minister for Sport, Catherine Martin, has been paying tribute to him as well, saying that Jason has inspired a whole generation of young Irish people. To have one of the world's top athletes come from these shores is an immense achievement. And we've been truly privileged to watch him perform at such a high level for well over a decade. David, it would be hard to imagine that he won't stay involved in sport in some way.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's got so much to knowledge and experience to give back to the next generation, you know. And I think, you know, I'd love to see him remain in the sport, because we don't get too many people that have had careers like Jason has had. And I think that wealth of knowledge and experience, just to even offload, you know, to up and coming athletes across the board, is just huge, huge value in that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you consider like 19 years unbeaten and including 2 world records and that, which are still standing, you know, he's got so much more to offer. And I wish him all the very best as he kind of transitioned into the real world, as I call it. But yeah, he's got massive opportunities in front of him.
David Gillick, thank you very much for joining us this morning, paying tribute there to Jason Smith, who has announced his retirement from competitive running.